same two as the first album. This feels weird, Tom. I'm not gonna lie.
It was weird. That's why I thought it would have been better over thing.
But pressing on that, but it's calm. It's calm. But yo, first of all, I want to say, let's touch on the Strickland thing.
Oh, Ross Strickland.
No, like, let's touch on the right angle. I see, but first, touch on the Strickland thing, because you could articulate this better than I can. But boom, just in his new video here with Costa, he was saying,
who did a video with Costa, sorry?
No, but he was just like, get ready, I'm going to destroy this guy, it's going to be a war.
He's waffling again.
Bro,
but he's doing the same
Strickland, thing. Action Man, and now, who was that there, Jim?
Action Man, Strickland, I think Marvel Vittori makes an appearance every
now and then.
Who else is in there? I don't know. There's a Bellator champion appearing.
Let's say Sean Strickland has brethren. Why do they love saying, I'm going to destroy this guy, all this? And then when they get to the fight, Ateep and... Do you get what I'm trying to say?
You know what's funny, though? Paulo Costa is how he wants to be.
Literally.
In a sense, like, Paulo Costa is not coming out for jabs.
He's not.
He's coming out for power punches and to take you out. How many times is it, like, has Strickland even, like... How many knockouts have you got?
I think so. Three. I think three. I'm not sure.
In his full UFC career?
Pretty sure it's three.
Strickland KOs in UFC. Yeah, I think it's three.
Check the topology.
Out of 28 fights, it's got 11 KOs still.
11 KOs?
11 KOs.
I'm kind of less decent.
That's not bad still.
That's not bad, but I'm saying let's take a UFC run because, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, amateurs.
In his prime right now, like, what, you know what it is? When I look at Strickland, I see very good defense.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And I think he's ahead of the game when it comes to defense.
That is.
Like, his boxing, do you know what I mean? His leg, like, he saw what he done, 95 out of 10, his leg kicks. So, he's ahead of the game in certain things, but the way he talks...
He talks like
he's like, he's the opposite of what he's good at. You know what I'm saying? Like he's he should be humble, bro. Like.
He should be extremely humble, bro.
But I think this is an interesting fight, so, with him and Paulo Costa.
No, it's just an interesting fight.
But what does it set up?
That is the thing, but like I'm saying, in the middleweight division, there's just... I don't know. I feel like he's number one contenders anyways.
No, I think he should have took this fight personally.
No, but I'm saying even if he doesn't take this fight, what I'm saying is he not a number one contender anyway?
No.
Why not? Because who else is there?
Obviously, the guy he's fighting...
Oh, you know what's really interesting? What? He lost Cannonier.
He lost Cannonier, yeah? But Cannonier as well, himself...
He's a bum.
He's done.
He's done.
I don't know. He's getting old as well, you know? He's getting seriously old. I think he's pushing to 38 now. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he's getting old. Yeah. But if you look at the true number one contenders fight, that's between Hamza and Robert Whittaker. Because Paulo Costa comes out of this fight and beats Strickland, he just lost to Robert Whittaker. He can't. You know what I'm saying?
So, what did you say about that loss, though? That wasn't a...
It was a loss.
It was a loss, but it was a loss. Humiliating.
It wasn't humiliating, but he lost.
He didn't lose.
Do you know what I mean? It kind of reminds
me And I'm not going to lie to you, Bobby Knuckles got exposed by DDP. Bobby Knuckles isn't a world-class fighter. I don't think Bobby Knuckles is a world-class fighter.
I don't think... No, he's a world-class fighter.
I don't think he's a world-class fighter.
He's not... I don't think he'll beat the...
I don't think he'll beat Strickland.
You think he'll beat Hamza?
Who? No, Bobby Knuckles is going to be embarrassed.
You think so?
Bro, I'm saying this Chimaev thing, I'm saying, boom, a lot of niggas don't want to say this, but I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I'm saying he actually broke his hand in that.
Yeah.
Fact. Because a lot of people are dismissing it. Bro, break your hand in the middle of the fight, that's not...
Did break his hand...
You can dismiss it, bro.
And
but then, at the same time, even if you do dismiss it, his fight against Burns showed me, I'm for sure the world, that Chimaev is in a... He's not some monster, bro.
You know what is with Chimaev?
He's not some monster.
I think
you don't go out there against
Burns. He suffers from a little bit of the same thing that Bo Nickel suffers from. In the sense that this guy's going up against veterans. You know? If you look at, for example, if we look at the record of Hamza Chimaev, like as in professional fights, and you look at Robert Whittaker, I'm sure there's at least like 15 fights that Robert Whittaker's had.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? So this guy's fighting a veteran, and Chimaev, like, not recently. I think the fight against Gilbert Burns was actually his 10th professional fight. Like, that's crazy. Like, if you actually deep that, huh?
10th professional fight.
And how good he is for that.
No, he is.
You know, and you
go. It was weird though. I'm not gonna lie to you because I believe he embarrassed Usman. If we look back at the fight,
what he did to...
Do you agree with me that was embarrassing? That was
a 10-8.
That was the structure.
It was a 10-8 round. Usman, I actually respect that he survived that, because that was like an onslaught. That's the thing. If Hamza Chimaev...
Wallahi, Bobby Knuckles doesn't survive that. I said wallahi, bro.
He doesn't.
He doesn't. And you can agree with me on this.
I don't think he has...
I think that's a number one round, I'll be real. I think that's one round.
But this is the thing. Can he get out of that? I'm sure Robert Whittaker is... That's what I mean. He's an experienced guy, yeah? So all he's doing right now is... All he's doing right now... But you know what? One thing is good, bro.
Of course.
Bro, we need to do the Zoom thing. You know what?
No,
I'm a guy that needs to bring out stats. I need to see what I'm saying is not cushioned. Like, I need to know that.
But the thing is, you know what, if we get the Zoom thing,
we can,
like, mash out episodes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That is what you're out with the Zoom thing. If we do get our hands on Zoom, it's scaring me.
We had a mic. I guess we don't, but I'll get one. Record. All right. Robert Whittaker, see? He's got 26 wins, 7 losses. All right? Hamza Chimaev.
Record.
13 in all, bro.
That's insane.
Hold on, bro. Like, this is what I'm saying. A lot of people, they look at Chimaev and they look at people like Adesanya and, you know, the guys that he's coming up against. Bro, these guys are way more experienced.
No. Adesanya, especially. Some of these, man.
Adesanya, before he got to UFC, I'm talking over, like, 50, 60
kickboxing
down like that. Silly, bro. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, man. I think we need to cut Hamza some slack. And he's not old, you know. He's a young guy.
No, he's very young. And we do need to cut him some slack. But I'm saying, in terms of raw skill, I don't think you can progress raw skill. So I'm saying, in terms of raw skill, is he as skilled as someone like Islam Aspinall? I'll disagree.
Islam Aspinall?
Yeah.
In what aspect?
I'm saying as a pure MMA fighter.
You know what, as a pure MMA fighter, no. He reminds me a lot more of Habib, like, you know.
Nah, yeah, Habib was not a pure MMA fighter. He was not a pure MMA fighter. He was just someone who's very good at one thing.
Where was he going? Chimaev.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, what was I saying?
We were saying Chimaev, the raw skill.
He has more skill. Like, I think Bolnickel right now is on, what, 6-0? Maybe 5-0? Yeah. Something like that. It's not far away from Chimaev, yeah?
No, sure.
But even if you look at, like, you know, the Islams of the world, these guys have got, like, even before UFC, I'm talking crazy amount of sambo fights.
Islam has got
sambo is fights. Like similar to MMA. Like, it's very, very similar. They take.
I remember someone was shocked. I saw on Twitter. It was like, Islam, he's black belt in judo.
Yeah, I won't be surprised. It's all he does, Charles. That kind of like inherits kind of thing. But Chimaev reminds me a lot more of Habib.
Yeah,
in the sense that he's a specialist at something, you know. But he's young enough to improve at. You know, the strike. He's got a good jab and he's got power. Habib never had any of that. Like, Habib on the feet, if it was a stand and bang fight, Habib will lose.
Does he have the Sarukian? Does he have the Volkanovski thing?
I think he's better than Sharik.
No, but I'm saying, like, in the depths.
Deep.
Yeah, you saw that.
We haven't seen it though. That's Burns, my point.
I didn't like that fight.
That was his first professional fight.
And he wasn't well to it.
And he drained himself to get to that weight.
No, you're right.
He's going up against a veteran that probably just fought for a belt. And he beat him in a 5-round fight. Was it a 5 rounds?
But he
was got three. I think it was
Burns just got embarrassed.
Yeah, but Burns is at the time, like, nobody thought Burns was a black. He's getting.
So what you say is a bum?
He wasn't, bro. Against
So is Burns a bum?
I still don't think, because the way, again, it's the way he lost JDM. He got lost like a last minute sort of KO.
Freak thing.
Yeah.
It was a freak thing.
No, I don't think it was a freak thing.
JDM Burns fight 10 times, but JDM wins every time.
No, I think now, like, JDM's probably figured him out. But at the time, when I was watching the fight,
it did look,
the third round, I think he got a takedown. Like, if he never done that reversal, JDM, obviously he set up the knee that he landed, because he knew that he was going to go back for a takedown. But I think there was, like, only a little bit left in the fight, you know? There wasn't that long left in the fight. If he was to just, like, survive that last bit, he would have got his arm raised.
No, he would have still.
You see what I'm saying? So you can't see that's a bomb, you know? You know what I mean? He was in the fight until the last of it. A bomb to me is, Who can I say is a bum? That's a hard word to say.
No, I'm not like, there's a lot of fighters who are bums, bro.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't call any of them up as bums, innit? But like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe Jermaine.
Let's try this. Boom. So me and you, I think we're personally, we're not dumb, yeah. Let's get this out there. Yeah. In the middleweight matchups right now, Strickland is going to beat Costa. I don't think that's controversial. And Chimaev is going to beat Bonnie.
I don't know.
Don't even mad.
It's a five-round fight.
Fiber fight gets political.
It's a
I'm not gonna lie,
fight, bro. You know, like Strickland, I know Strickland's Costa. Got the gas tank.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Costa's not very good of a fighter, bro.
Costa's not that good, but fam, I'm telling you, Costa's gonna get in his head. He's gonna ride him up. He's gonna be talking about.
And one thing is that we've seen is in the whole roster, and Strickland, he's in a very emotional.
He's
guy.
An emotional.
He's
guy.
An
That's
emotional.
What I'm saying.
Emotional.
He's
guy.
Gonna go at him. He's gonna talk about everything to do with him, and they're gonna be fight. They're gonna lead. Because like, you know, Islam and Dustin.
That press is going to be fun. Yeah,
Islam and Dustin are just going to have a respect match.
Nah, they're going to
be like, I respect you, you respect me, you know, all of this stuff.
Nah, that press is going to be fun.
Yeah,
I'm not going to
be
like
very different. The contrast will be different. But,
yo, we're talking about Bobby Knuckles and Shittle, all these, man. What are you saying about 301?
Well, I don't care. That's a fight that can't, bro. That's a.
Yo. Chat to me, yeah. Are you. Yeah. So, in terms of matchmaking, yeah? Like, if you're a UFC matchmaker, I'm saying the matchmakers, they show me 300 that they know better than me. I'm a retard and I don't know what's going on.
I told you UFC was going to be lit.
You know,
I've said it's going to be good.
All the matchmaking, bro. Surely, like, that, bro. Usyk Pantoja, bro.
Yeah, you know what? The flyweight division, yeah, there's not many names.
I'm waiting for Manel Kapp. Apart from that, they could all, that division could get destroyed.
He just keep letting himself. I like.
Let's talk about Manel Kapp, Rupert. Let's talk about Manel Kapp.
No, wait. Let me just tell you something, bro. The flyweight division, you could argue that in the last 2, even 3 years, they've had the best fights, like fights of the night, so fight of the year. For example, I told you about Moreno. Moreno versus Figueiredo. Those bouts were back and forth, like high skill level MMA going on, you know? So I like the, when I watch flyweight, I watch it for like just enjoyment of fighting. Yeah. But the personalities there are not very like,
at all,
memorable,
bro.
You know? And Pantoja's a beast, man. That guy.
Yeah, Pantoja's a beast.
Beast.
We say about Usyk, though. You like Usyk?
He got good boxing. But I haven't seen much of him. I think he's, how many fights have you seen that much? So, he's a good boxer, but I think,
bro, I wanted Makhachev to get in there, bro. I wanted Makhachev. No, hear me. I just wanted someone to try to tap to John Jones, bro. If Makhachev can't tap to John Jones' record, no one's beating that, bro. I don't think anyone's ever beaten that, bro.
Yeah, no, Peter, I was gonna be. I think John Jones became champion at 2022 or 20
something dumb. Silly. But Makhachev was close. If he fought this year, if he fought now, he was the only one.
He's the only got himself to blame.
But yo, remember what you posted on Twitter, bro?
Huh?
Remember what you posted on Twitter?
I don't know.
Bro, he posted his poo or vomit outside the toilet. And then he said, yeah, that was the reason why my last bout was so shocking.
Why did he take the fight then?
If he didn't take the fight, was he going to get a championship?
Nah, bro, Paul.
Oh, like, he might have got this call to Usyk, this was a last minute thing.
Yeah.
Now, this is a last minute thing. He might be right.
But why take the fight if you're not ready? You could just say, I'm not ready. Because it's better to not take the fight than to pull a show like that.
So you're saying a lot of more fighters need to be on a Garn flex?
No. Zero Garn is just hiding from tough fights. That's not the same, bro. I'm saying if you're ill,
they
don't fight. You know what I mean? If you've got staff infection.
Wait, saying you're not jacking Zero Garn?
No, bro. Zero Garn.
You say he's a deep loser?
No. Zero Garn is a good fighter. Obviously.
Oh, I'll say that's a stretch.
He's a very good fighter.
He's a very good fighter.
He's
not very good
lacking
fighter.
In certain areas. But like,
he's very lacking
in certain areas. But I'll argue that most heavyweights are lacking in those areas, bro. Like, okay, like, do you think Volkov's a good... you know what I mean? None of these guys... That's what Aspinall and John Jones are like.
Chris Barnett is a UFC fighter, bro. That's all I have to say. That's all I have to say about the heavyweight division. Yeah. That's all I have to say about heavyweight division.
Yeah, that's sad, man.
That's sad.
The guy that's actually always fought is like very good, but... Maybe IQ wise not the best is Curtis Blades. He's got
I like Curtis Blades, bro. I like Curtis Blades a lot.
He's got the attributes, he's got the wrestling.
He's got unlucky a lot of times, Curtis Blades.
Yeah, but that's the thing in an heavyweight division, though. You don't, it does not take much for you to go down.
Nah, it doesn't take much for you to go down that
period. But yeah, going back to this card in New Jersey.
I feel like they should have put my boy Barboza on it. Barboza's on a fight night in 2 weeks, I'm pretty sure.
Is it Barboza?
Yeah, Barboza's on a fight night in 2 weeks.
Why do you care about it? Oh, no, he's fighting Leon Murphy.
Yeah. What do you mean? What was you about to say, bro? You about to say, why do you care about Edson Barboza? I'll tell you that. What?
Edson Barboza's done.
Yo, yeah. There's a couple fights. Yo, you man. I'm chatting to the viewers right now. Yeah, listen, yeah, bro. There's certain fighters, yeah, that I don't care if you're what I would call you a bum. Whereas you're not fighting for a ranked position. You're gonna be a number one contender. Nothing. There's certain fighters that you like to watch. Yeah, Barboza, I'm always gonna watch and be like, hold on, bro.
There was a time where he was creeping up, but then have you shut that down?
No, have you shut that down? And
since then, I don't...
No, but either way, bro, why is Barboza not on a Brazil card? Would you argue that 301, anyone, you know this, bro, 301 would have been a more enjoyable experience with Barboza on it, bro? That main card is bad, bro. That main card is bad.
I will say this, bro.
Let's look at the main card right now.
The main card is terrible. But I will say this to you, bro. Last year, when the... Just the fights going on. They made the event terrible.
What'd you say?
I think so, bro. The UFC, that Brazil, bro, look here, man. That card, the UFC were not happy with Brazil. And
what are you saying?
I'm sure they're giving him something. Nah, people are actually paying for that card. That's just...
No, that's actually... StreamEast.com.
What? Edson Barboza is going up against Lerone Murphy. And Lerone Murphy is a very, very good talent. He's fighting at Manchester. He's the guy. He's gonna fight in Apex, and this is a big fight for Roman because he's gonna.
When Lionheart is number three on a main card, you know this is not something to be taken.
Michelle Pereira's back at it. Jennifer Martinez and Brand Jones out of the grave.
No, but this makes it more entertaining for me, bro.
Anyway, you just come out of it. I thought he was fighting boxing matches.
Actually, that's one thing, you're right. Again, we do like the prospects of Jose Aldo, but why is he here? He adds nothing to... Now, this card, I don't think it's... Wallahi, I genuinely, as a UFC fan, yeah, I don't think you're missing out watching this, bro. Genuinely. Am I right or am I wrong, bro?
No. Do you know how I view this card? I view it like, you know, last year where they had the UFC born in Nocho or something, and they had at the top of the card, you had them...
But that's a fight, like, bro.
That's a fight, but that's not
this
that
is disrespectful to put as a card.
No. It's disrespectful as to put it as a card, but no one's gonna pay for it.
No one's gonna pay.
Everyone's gonna watch it, and they know it's not gonna be happy. But it's gonna be illegal. Do you know what I'm saying? So no one really cares about the fight. Especially people are still hanging over it. Bro. When is it? When is the fight? Oh, the 5th of May as well. Come on, man. You know, look what they're giving us in May, bro. It's terrible, but. We're going to be laughing in June, bro.
No, we are going to be laughing.
When is the Saudi Arabia card?
Oct. No, it's not Oct. When is it?
Very, very close.
No, it's in August, I swear. I swear it's August.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if that's in May as well.
I don't think that's in May.
UFC Saudi.
Wait.
That is in... Oh, is it June 20th? June 27th. That's a long time ago.
Yo, UFC Saudis, I like it, bro. UFC Saudis, wait.
That's in
June. UFC Saudi.
That's in June.
That's local.
So, in June, yeah, you're getting Islam Makhachev, you're getting UFC Saudi, you're getting the return.
And they're getting McGregor.
And they just gave us UFC 300 in April. So
you're saying May, we just need to fog out.
When it, you know, let's
fog out.
We're going to go through, like, a tough time. But, again... These fight nights, you know,
there's nothing in May. Oh my days, bro. There's nothing in May.
There is.
Bro, are you deepening? There's nothing in May and we're still in April, bro.
Yeah.
That is a long time, bro.
It's got 10 days in April, it's not that long.
Bro, this is a long time.
You know, this May card. I need my fix. This May card, yeah. First of all, it's, you never know. Something can get slapped on still, hopefully. But also, this May card is, we're going to be watching out for exciting fights. Just fights that you're just like, wow, that was a good fight. Rather than the name. The name value is not going to be there. Because you never know, man. You know, in UFC Jersey could suck. You know what I'm saying? It could be terrible.
It's not sucking, bro.
You never know.
Impossible.
We were just speaking about Strickland the fraud.
Yo,
he could turn out a boring fight.
He could turn out a boring fight, but then still, at least I care about you, bro. I don't care about Usyk. I don't care about Pantoja. Respectfully, I'm there. Usyk Pantoja, I'm there to watch some quality MMA. But in terms of personalities, I don't care. I don't follow Pantoja. I don't follow Usyk.
Have you ever watched a boring Pantoja fight?
No, you haven't. But I'm saying that's the main, that's the only fight in the card.
Pantoja deserves respect, man.
He deserves respect, yes, yeah, but I'm saying
he's going to be going, this is going to be his third title defense. How many UFC fighters got three title defenses?
Not a lot still.
UFC 301, you're watching it for exciting bouts, and Pantoja has never failed to deliver. He deserves respect. He's going to be on what? I think he's defending the belt now twice.
Now, I've given him
his third title defense. There's not many. How many UFC champions have got three title defenses?
No, not a lot still. But let me spit to you this, bro. Boom. Would you rather, yeah, stacked cards, or would you rather dotted fights, but more frequently? Me personally, I'd rather dotted frequently. So I'd rather, yeah, we get some bums and we get some bangers instead of straight bangers all night.
I prefer the main cards to be stacked.
So you want 10-10s all night?
I want main cards to be stacked. Like the first, you know, the last five fights of the night.
Stacked.
Stack them.
So yeah, you want bangers?
I want bangers. And I prefer that than having...
I don't want toilet breaks. So I like my little toilet breaks. You know, like a little toilet break.
No, I'm not talking about like UFC 300. UFC 300 was hard.
I'm saying going forward. Because it's 301. This should be a fan now, bro. This is disrespectful to put as a main card, bro.
No, what are you trying to ask? Are you asking?
I'm saying if you have a 301, 302, 310, whatever, 310, whatever. I'm saying, like, instead of having bangers throughout the night, I'm saying have a couple good with a couple bad, so we're getting good fights more frequently. You get me? Every 2 weeks we got a banger. Every 2 weeks we got a banger.
Just like in
instead
Apex.
Of every month, huh?
Just putting good fights in Apex.
No, what I'm saying is, yeah, boom, 301 full of bums. Okay, I'm saying, apart from Pantoja, bums. You can agree with me this, bums. Yeah. Yes, apart from Pantoja, full of bums. I'm saying, Pantoja, one other good fight, and I'm happy. Just one. Go.
I would prefer stacked cards, yeah? Mm-hmm. And I'm talking main cards. I'm not talking about early prelims and early prelims. I'm talking about just the main card, the last five fights of the night,
mm-hmm.
main events, co-main, the featured fight and the opener. I want them to be fights I care about. Not only do I care about, but they matter. They move the division.
Yeah.
I don't want to see fights that matter in the Apex. Now, here, this is the problem now. The good thing about fights that matter in the Apex, for example, the fight with Charles and Armas Sarukin, that would have been better in the Apex.
You would have
got five rounds.
Five rounds.
It would have been the main event. It would have been days. Five rounds.
Oh, you're
do you
spitting
see what I'm saying?
A lot.
When you put a fight like Charles and Armin on a main
court with
three rounds, you're not getting like...
Now, you need to be a matchmaker.
You know what I'm saying? It's not the same.
Imagine,
you know what I mean?
If next week we got Charles and Turukin. My MMA fix, I would have got my MMA fix. I swear to you, I wouldn't be scratching my neck. Bro. Oh my days. No, you stumbled upon a matting here.
Like, if you put, like, you know, fights like...
And some fights, just I like the intimate role. Charles Oliveira Sarukin.
As
like,
a main event.
No, I feel like it needs to be a bit more intimate as well. I think that needs an empty crowd.
Even if it wasn't an empty crowd, even if it was hosted, you know, what was the last time they were on the road? I think Atlantic City.
Yeah.
If that was the main event of the Atlantic City card, that would have been... epic.
No,
it would have been amazing. And Armin could have fought against...
And UFC 300 would still been good.
It would still have been good.
Oh my...
You know what I mean?
No, Wallah, I'm going to lose it. Yo, that is perfect, bro.
It's unnecessary to put a fight like that. So, you know, fights that matter, yeah, that moves the division forward.
That needs to be in front of a crowd.
That needs to be in front of a card. But if it's a true number one in contenders bout, it needs to be five rounds.
No, Wallah, you're spinning.
Do you see what I'm saying? Especially guys that are like Armas Sarukin, that they need to prove that they can go five rounds. Have they been five rounds? I think only been five rounds once against Mateusz Gamrot. But in general, he's going to be fighting for a belt next. To prove that you're going to be fighting for a belt,
nah, you're spinning,
you
bro.
Need to go five rounds.
You're spinning.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me think of another one off the top of my head. Another fight as complex that should be in the Apex. Think.
Apex should be scrapped in general. Usually making enough money to put the shows on the road.
I hear some...
They shouldn't be in the Apex, bro.
Listen, you're going to buy tickets to watch Tabitha Ritchie.
I don't mind it. Do you know what they should do? They should keep the Apex cards even, yeah? And just put a bunch of...
Bums. That'd That's what they're doing.
Just make it three fights.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing now. Yeah. You know what? I don't even mind this new thing that they're doing where they're just putting a bunch of bombs in the apex and add a fighter that is known. Example: Laurent Murphy versus
Edson Barbosa. Yeah.
It shouldn't really be a main event.
No, it shouldn't.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It should never be five rounds.
What's on the apex?
That fight is five rounds. But Charles Oliveira and
that's despicable. And that's despicable. That's despicable.
Shows you like it doesn't make any sense.
That makes zero sense. No, I like that.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind if you're gonna put number contenders fights in the heavyweight division or light heavyweight division as three rounds. That's fine. Like Yuri Prochazka versus Alexander Rakic.
That's a beautiful fight,
man. It's unnecessary to make that five rounds because it's probably not going to go five rounds and these guys are going to be absolutely tired.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
When you're spitting, I found like you're spitting.
But I'm saying middleweight and under, five rounds for number contender fights.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But why did they make Strickland and Chimaev five rounds? Not Strickland and Carla Costa. It's five rounds as a co-main event.
I don't mind that.
But why did they do that?
And, versus Tsarukyan.
Tsarukyan.
But I would argue that they both need five rounds. I don't think it's going to go five. I'd say get them five.
What is the criteria?
I don't know.
That's what I don't get.
This is the criteria, I'm pretty sure. If you're co-main, you get five. And if you're five for a title, you get five. So, for example, even if you fight for BMF, you get five. And if you're co-main, you get five. I think that's the criteria.
Yeah, that's like what they're doing. But I feel like they should adjust it to the finale. Should they? You know what? This should never have been on UFC 300. That might be a whole thing, but I don't think it should have been on UFC 300.
What?
Sharika and the shots.
That shouldn't have. Wallahi, shouldn't have. That's one thing they have spent. Wallahi, that shouldn't have been on.
It was too much.
Yeah, now it was too much.
We didn't even need it.
Next week, oh my, if Sharika and Oliveira was next week, that could hold me over. Wallahi, that could hold me over. That could hold me over.
No, I'm talking if they put that on the
fuel
card.
Oh my days. Oh my dick, that was like,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, like,
that would have been absolutely
beautiful. I'm not gonna lie.
Coleman, and then after, just
the Brazil vibes.
Yeah, Brazil, Charles Oliveira fighting in his hometown. He deserves it.
That's
man.
Beautiful. Now, that's
guy
beautiful.
Deserves it.
No, that's beautiful.
You know what I'm saying?
I think Dana was just like, that man, I chatted too much about 300. Nah, I'm not gonna lie. He should have had some force there, I'll be real.
Yeah.
Because we were giving him a lot of backlash, and the fans were giving him a lot for 300, don't they?
Yeah, but he put it on himself because he raised the expectation too high.
But yo, I want to chat about welterweight because to me right now that is the division in most disarray right now.
It's a division that don't make sense. But they're not active.
Boom. Yeah. Let's chat about our boy. Remember the name right now. Let's chat about remember the name, bro. I'm not forgetting the name, bro. That's my boy, bro. That's my brethren, bro.
Name. People are forgetting the name now. When's the last time you fought? Was that not against Burns?
I understand you, but Burns. That is not of his own accord. The UFC are violating him, bro. Bro, do you not remember? The UFC asked Dana White about Bilal. He started laughing, bro. Am I lying or lying? Do you remember that clip, bro? You don't remember that clip, bro? No. Let me bring it up for you right now, bro.
I mean, Bilal Muhammad.
I'm live, I'm going to bring that up for you right now.
No, this is the problem with Bilal Muhammad, yeah. He's getting very important wins at important times, but then the stretch between the fights make those wins look bad. For example, he's arguing for number one contendership right now, yeah? But his last fight was against Gilbert Burns. When you look at Gilbert Burns now, does a win over Gilbert Burns look like he should be fighting Leon Edwards?
It doesn't. But I'm saying, has he not been asking for a fight?
Time he did.
Has he not been asking for a fight, though?
I don't know what he's been asking for, what he's been offering. But his fighting style isn't very exciting, you know.
Yeah, the last time he fought was like last year around now, so it's been a year since he fought. That's not good UFC, but that's quite rare for someone who's around the number one contender spot.
If you're not fighting frequently, and the guys that you're competing against for that number one contendership are more active.
Okay, so if you're a matchmaker, what's the plan right now? For welterweight,
let's bring up the top five, because a lot of these welterweights are friendly with each other as well, you know.
Okay, for now, I'm assuming Colby Gary has been signed already.
I'm assuming I think it's gonna be 301.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's signed. I'm assuming that's signed. Come, the next man who are like questionable, as in they all have a point to say I'm a number one contender. JDM, Rakhmonov, and Mohamed have a point to say I'm a contender. Who is Leon fighting in Manchester? That's who I'm saying.
Leon will fight. When is the Manchester Cont?
When is it? It's soon-ish. It's after. I think it's 3 or 4, bro. I'm pretty sure. Not 3 or 4. I think it's... Wait, is there a fight there?
No, it will be a card.
I think it's 3 or 4, bro. I think it's 3 or 4, 3 or 5.
All right. Well, that will be then in September, probably, isn't it?
Yeah, so who's Leon fighting, though?
This is the issue, though, yeah. There's the problem is, Bilal Muhammad is a... just look very exciting, and then you've got the champion himself
saying, man, don't want to fight this guy.
No, he himself is just a bit of a boring guy.
He's very boring.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's not really moving the needle. So, when you go, like, think about it, he's a card. I know there is, I mean, probably don't really care, but you know, you've got an interim heavyweight title fight, and then you've got Leon Edwards and Bilal Muhammad. Just not. There's nothing there to it. Like, there's nothing to it.
Rakhmonov and JDM excite me, bro. They excite me.
If I said to you, instead of Bilal Muhammad, yeah, he's going up against Shafkat Rakhmonov in Manchester.
That gets you excited still.
That gets me excited. Because as good as Bilal Muhammad is, yeah, I know he's not better than Shafkat Rakhmonov.
I know he's not still. But I'm saying you can't violate my man like that. Who's Bilal going to fight then? JDM?
He should fight JDM, yeah.
Are you saying Rakhmonov next?
That's the more contendership. JDM... Bilal Muhammad.
I can agree with that.
Rakhmonov versus Leon Edwards. It makes sense business wise. Actually, makes sense for. Like,
wait, no, you're wrong, bro.
Why?
You're not thinking WWE in this, bro. Bilal's a heel. I don't care about.
Bilal is not a heel, bro. Bilal is just Bilal. No one cares, bro.
Surely he's not a heel.
He's not a heel, bro. What has he done?
He incites. Feelings of you, bro. Leon does not incite any feelings on me, bro.
No, okay, what's more? Okay, Leon, yes, we know the champion. He's the champion. He's going to be there anyway. He's going to be fighting, yeah? So yeah, someone's got to take him on.
Yeah.
Is between Shafkat and Bilal. Who's going to move the needle more? Shafkat Rakhmonov is going to be the face of the UFC for the next 10 years, bro. That guy is the scary, the one scary guy. Yes?
You're right.
All finishes. Every single fight he's fought has been a finish.
You know what? I'm tweaking, yeah. Bilal, you need to get out of this, though. Bilal, you need to get out of
here. If it was, you were just competing against JDM, I understand. But you're competing against one scary man, though. And the story's coming out about him in the gyms as well.
Like, smoking, man. Ian Gary,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what's going to make you excited? Bilal Muhammad coming to Manchester or Shafkat Rakhmonov?
Shafkat needs to come to Manchester. Shut up.
That Leo's going to lose his belt. What are you going to... He just thought, I don't want to see Leo.
Another thing as well, yeah, that... I know Bilal was a bit unskilled at the time, but until the eye poke, Bilal was getting destroyed.
Another thing, I'm absolutely tired of seeing Leon having to just defend takedowns. He's fought against guys that just want to take him down since he captured the belt.
I put my hands up your right.
Shafkat is gonna march forward and it's gonna fight with him. He will clinch him. Yeah, he might take him down, but it's gonna be a pure MMA fight.
I know what Bilal's mission is, take him down
and you know, hold him down and throw a few body kicks. But like in general, it's just not exciting, bro. He could be the first title defense of Shafkat if he
beats JDM. You're right, still. No, I'd say you're right. No. But another thing is, there's not a lot of personalities in the welterweight division. That's something I'm clocked.
There's no, but Shafkat is one.
Shafkat is one, still. He's an Ghani flex.
Yeah, he's a monsters don't talk kind of guy.
Monsters don't talk.
You know what I mean? Like, he's serious, man. The guys, bro, he's very popular. I'm sure he's got millions.
And the other thing is, well, the UFC PR machine is pushing him still with the Leroy Sanko thing.
Think about how much they could promote UFC Manchester. Interim heavyweight division on the line, yeah? You can put... Because imagine... There's another reason why you can't put Bilal Muhammad in that fight. You know why? Aspinall will be taking on Curtis Blaydes for the interim belt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rematch of a fight that never went well.
Yeah.
Remember, he hurt his knee. They had to stop the fight.
That's a bit of a story there.
The same story for your co-main event?
Nah.
You know what I mean? The guy got an eye poke and he had to stop.
Nah, you're spitting all out. It don't make sense.
You got the boogeyman coming from Kazakhstan that doesn't speak a word of English.
going up against Leon Rocky Edwards in Manchester.
Nah, you're Spears still. You're Spears. Now, you know what?
It makes more sense, business-wise, you know what I'm saying? And Shafqat, his biggest test will be Leon.
It will be
if Leon, he beats so. Leon,
no one's chatting. No,
Leon's probably the only guy. As a genuine 50-50 matchup, I genuinely don't know who's going to win that match.
Well, I agree with you.
You know, but I know Leon beats Bilal, unfortunately. Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, and so
we know. Especially after he's been, his last six training camps have been taken down, dropping takedowns.
No, I mean, his takedown defense is probably high.
That's so good, bro. That's all he's been doing.
No, that's all he's been doing for like 2-3 years now.
2-3 years, and he's going up against guys that you could argue are better wrestlers than Bilal.
You could argue that.
You know what I mean?
You could argue that. Bro, the Colby fight disappointed me, man. Colby was supposed to dethrone man, bro. Colby. That was the good timeline. Am I right or wrong? That was the good timeline.
That would have been epic.
That would have been a good timeline.
Everything.
I swear to you,
son. Literally, that whole fight night was just.
I don't want to talk about it, bro. Colby gets me emotional, bro. Yeah. That was the good timeline.
He'll bounce back against him.
International fight week. He'll bounce back.
I can't wait for that.
Jamal Hill versus round
for me. Hala, let's talk about that, bro. My name on my timeline, they're saying, boom, do you believe, that getting knocked out badly, getting knocked out badly decreases your chance of winning your next fight? Do you agree with that? Because a lot of men in the UFC are saying that you should, bro, he's coming back 8 weeks after what just happened to him, bro.
The thing is that it's different for Jamal Hill because he never got knocked out, like,
spot.
No, that's what Jamal Hill was saying. He's saying, I ain't got no damage. Jamal has
some
damage. But Rowtree is a sack.
He's true. Rowtree is coming out of the dungeons of Thailand, bro.
He's Muay Thai and kicking in the head. But I think, again, I think Jamal Hill can beat him.
I think Jamal Hill can beat him as well. But do you think, do you agree with that narrative, bro, that the knockout's going to impact him?
Look, I don't think knockout's going to impact you. Like, it depends on how many times you've been knocked out.
People are bringing up Volkanovski. I think Topuro's going to chin him either way.
No. I don't think he's that. I think Topuro's is just better than him.
Yeah, Topuro's
a better. I think Topuro is just a scary guy. People just didn't realise how good he is.
Yo, Topuro vs Max basically booked. What's your opinions on that? Because I think like there's people from the crew around Trees Tinkers.
I think Topuro wins. I just don't see how Max beats him.
But I wanted to be him. Realistically looking at it, I like Topuria at the same time. I like Max more, bro.
I like Max as a person. And
I'm not gonna lie to you. And if Max loses, bro, Topuria, no one's beating him, bro. Who's beating him, bro?
Diego Lopez. Oh. Is it Diego Lopez, the Brazilian kid?
Coming through. What are you? Sorry, bro.
I'll beat him.
One day. But I'll talk about the next couple of years, bro. So you're saying Topuria is going to be undefeated the next couple of years?
I think Topuria beats Max Holloway. And I think the way to beat Topuria could be chaos.
I'm not going to lie to you. Max brings chaos.
He doesn't. Bro, Max is...
Max don't bring chaos.
What does Max do that's chaotic?
I'm bugging her, bro. I'm bugging. You're spitting her, bro. You could be lacking her, bro. You could be lacking her, bro.
In last minute of the fight, maybe. He'll tell you, come,
let's go to the side.
In general.
He's going to go close.
Toporia is a chaotic guy. He's going to march you down and look to knock your lights out. The fun thing about that fight...
So we're seeing eventually 2026, Islam Toporia.
I think the issue is, I think Islam will be gone. By that time,
what you say? Triple A champion? I think that's possible, bro.
What, Pereira?
Nah, Triple A champion. Islam could be a Triple A champion, easy.
Could be. I think he's too small for middleweight, though.
No, I'm saying welterweight and featherweight.
Stop making. He chopped his arm off, bro. It's not like you're 1.5.
What do you say? If we get stuck with. Even if he gets
to get to 155,
it takes him. He struggles.
I think Max is having some really serious difficult weight cuts for featherweight, man.
Nah, he is.
He's draining himself to get there.
So you're saying, boom, if Volkanovski and Max met at lightweight, you're saying it's a different fight.
Well, and now I believe so because Max's shoulders are different.
Nah, yeah. Sure, that's different still.
He's carrying a bit of power now.
He is carrying a bit of power, I'm pretty sure.
The thing with Max,
I want Volkanovski to return.
If he fights Topuria, yeah, well, I think that fight will happen.
Mm.
The Topuria fight is going to be interesting to see how Topuria approaches the fight.
Mm.
Will he try and wrestle Max? Because Max is going to be one of he's going to use his footwork, he's going to try and stay on the outside. You don't want to get in a pocket with Topuria. What he did with Gaethje, you know, that whole Mortal Kombat stuff.
Yeah.
Bro, doing that against Topuria is suicide.
No, you're going to sleep.
Like, the guy, you know when it goes to that body, head? Yeah,
nah.
Oh, there's no one better than UFC.
There's no one better than
in the pocket boxing there, Topuria. So,
nah.
He better not do that. I'm sure he's not. Even in the last minute, even if he's outclassing him.
He's not taking Irish. Don't take Irish.
He will knock you out. It depends. Like, I think Max is going to like fight on the outside. You know, I saw how Ian Garry fights.
Yeah.
Where he's like on the outside, coming in when he wants to come in. I think that's how Max will approach the fight, and I think Topuria will approach it with a wrestling style. I think he's going to try and show off his grappling and his jiu-jitsu, because Max can get taken down.
Now, Max can get taken down.
We've seen Yair Rodriguez take him down. Yair Rodriguez taking you to the ground.
Topuria's taking
you
down.
Topuria will take you to the ground, and his jiu-jitsu is deadly, bro. So I think, I'm not going to lie, man.
You'll see it. But in a good timeline, Max wins.
Yeah, but it's definitely my most anticipated fight right now.
Nah, yeah.
It's the fight right now that I want to see the most.
I can't lie, well, I agree with you there still.
And there's no coincidence here that Volkanovski and Topuria was the most anticipated fight I wanted to see. So Topuria is, bro, he's...
Nah, Topuria's moving the needle still.
He's moving the needle, bro.
He's moving the needle.
He's a guy that I really like watching fight, you know what I mean?
Yo, chat to me. We're out the blush for you, bro.
Shout out he wins for your ass.
Because that division's very interesting as well.
It's a very interesting division.
But I like what's going on there, bro. I like the chaos, I'm real.
Bro.
I'm going to get pissed off. We're talking about the Figueroa division. We're not talking about Mofsa Evloev, bro. Don't piss me off, bro. I want to talk about Mofsa Evloev, bro.
What about?
Are you dumb, bro? We're saying all this about Topuria is going to go undefeated for the next 5 years, bro. I say Mofsa's not a bad boy, bro. Wallahi, I disrespect anything, bro.
How would he approach the fight against...
Bro.
How would Mofsa approach that fight?
Mofsa ever beats Volkanovski, how about that?
I don't think he does.
And what would he do to beat Volkanovski?
He's ragdolling him, bro. He's not ragdolling Volkanovski.
Bro, Islam Makhachev.
You're going to piss me off.
Islam Makhachev had a hard time against
Volkanovski. You're going to piss me off, bro. Volkanovski is a bum, bro.
Say that back. Volkanovski not.
I'm joking.
Volkanovski is better than
Brian Ortega's number three. Like, hold on.
Well, he just come off an impressive victory.
Brian Ortega versus Aldo. Brian Ortega versus Aldo, bro. Or Mofsa vs Aldo.
I missed something quite interesting the other day.
Go on.
Right now, the featherweight... This is why I'm saying matchmaking is so important.
Yeah.
UFC Mexico, you had Brian take on Yair. Two old heads, really. Or two guys that's been around for a while, yeah? I don't know how old they are, but they've been around too long.
Yeah.
And then you had Mofsa take on Arnold Allen.
Two young bloods.
Why I tell you that matchmaking is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, you've got Topuria looking for fighters. He doesn't know who he's going to fight.
Topuria's fighting Max.
Before the Max fight.
He was looking.
There was no clear contender. Maybe because they Max of all needs to rest. But if they had booked Yair to fight Mofsa and Arnold Allen to fight Brian, they could have arguably...
You're doing some math, right? I like this match.
They could have arguably beat these two guys.
Definitely.
And Topuria would have two...
Clear...
Really strong.
And you got this bum Ortega stinking up in the top five. He's stinking up in the top five.
He doesn't need to be there, bro. Like,
he doesn't deserve to be there, bro. He's not beating Mofsa, and he's not beating Arnold Allen.
He's not beating Max, he's not beating Volk, he's not beating Topuria.
He's not beating Mofsa, and he's not beating Allen.
But that's why I say matchmaking is so important. You know, if you was to just matchmake properly, you wouldn't have this stalemate in this division. Yeah, and Brian can fight each other after they fought against the young guys. After you've fought against the young guys and you've lost, fight each other. As
you're all well out here swimming, bro.
You know what I mean? I don't understand why they match make so well at lightweight, but when they come here, you're taking a piss out of these. Moussa and Arnold shouldn't be fighting each other now. They should be fighting each other when they both rank number one or number two.
That's a number one contenders, yeah, but like, I'm not gonna lie to you. Looking at it right now, yeah, I think me and you can both agree, bro. Yeah, Arnold Allen
is better than I don't know if he beats that yet.
No. You're tweaking, bro. Arnold Allen is the best young guy that can't wrestle, 100%.
Yeah, he's the best striker.
He's the best striker. He's the best young guy that can't wrestle. I know, but what I'm saying is, yeah, boom. Do you agree with me or do you agree with me not? Arnold Allen versus Topuria is an entertaining fight. But I'm saying, I guess, this is what I'm saying, matchmaking is important again. Evloev Allen, it gets a bit sticky for Evloev. But Evloev Topuria to Evloev, I mean, Allen Topuria, Allen's got a bit of a more of a fighting chance.
Well, again, yeah, you build up the young guys. You shouldn't be fighting, like, Mosa should not be fighting Arnold Allen right now.
No,
like, both young guys.
Nah, this is
the same thing with Topuria and when he fought against Bryce Mitchell, like. I feel like that derailed Bryce Mitchell so much.
Wallahi, a spin. Wait, Bryce Mitchell is a... Bryce Mitchell is a personality, as well as a decent fighter. Yeah. He should have been allowed... He should have been allowed to go to the top five as smoothly as possible.
Smoothly, bro. Like, these guys are matchmaking well for certain guys, but in a featherweight division, I just feel like...
They're not giving them leeway, bro.
You know, Josh Emmett and Yair and Brian, these guys are getting...
Old.
Good treatment. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Now you've got Aljamain Sterling in the mix. I think what should happen,
Aljo versus Evloev is big.
I think they should.
What you saying? I'm saying Aljo or Taker. Get or Taker out of the top five. Get or Taker.
They should get Evloev or Arnold to go up against Bryan.
And smoke him.
And take him out of there. And the other guy. Give Arnold versus Bryan, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And put Movzar with Yair.
You're spitting, bro.
Let them just take those guys out. And then Josh Emmett and Aljamain Sterling can go at each other.
You're spitting, bro.
You know what I mean? Because, like, Aljamain Sterling's not going to get a fight against anybody in the top five after that performance. You know what I mean? He doesn't deserve to get a fight in the top five. I think if he goes up against Josh Emmett...
Your matchmaking is mad interesting, Abriol. Because Abriol, yeah, you're right, Abriol. A lot of men have not been given good treatment, Abriol.
Right now, Bryce Mitchell
should have been...
He should have been fighting guys like Giga and, you know, even like Darige or... You know what I mean? Like, Diego Lopez right now should go up against...
But I'm not allowed to hear that. Josh Emmett KO, bro. That's gonna I can't like that. I think Emmett's finished, bro. I don't think he can come back, bro. That KO was mad, bro.
Well, Bryce Mitchell,
he was seizure, bro.
That was a hard one.
That was a hard
watch.
So how's he gonna progress now, though? There's no progression for him in this division.
Well, this is my point. Like, that fight against Topuria knocked his confidence completely.
No, it did.
And then he started fighting guys like Josh Emmett. He first retired, you know. After that, you know, after that Topuria fight, he retired. He announced his retirement.
So
I lie. And then he came back after Jesus spoke to him or something crazy. And then he fought against guys like Josh Emmett and Dan Ige on like week's notice. And I'm telling you, it's because of money. Like, he probably retired because he was stressed out about that loss. It was a very tough loss. Because Topuria doesn't, that's what I'm saying. Topuria, when he beats you.
He destroys you.
He's going to either knock you out or he's going to choke you out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and brutally, man. The guy's a brutal guy.
Yeah, he is brutal.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people have to take years off after.
No, they done my boy. And yeah, bro. They shouldn't have done Brass like that, bro.
Yeah,
Brass got done that. But listen, bantamweight is very interesting to me as well. I'm not going to lie.
Bantamweight.
Pure, my boy. Oh my days, back. He's back in the top where he belongs, bro.
That's very good. I think Pure Jan is a dark horse in the division.
Dark horse.
Yeah,
I genuinely believe. Yeah. Allah, no, I like. So he's not a dark horse. He's never beaten Marab ever. We saw that, bro. Marab and
Peter. No, I won't say it will never beat him.
Pure Yon
is a guy that, you know, processes data.
and he does.
And he is one of your best.
He wants to get on the best.
One thing is, he's on the best complete MMA fight with all UFC.
Yeah, and if he wants to get a rematch, I want to put it past him for him to, you know what to do to beat him.
So what's next for Corey?
My boy Corey.
He's gonna go up against Umar. That's what all the Wow, the Davidson Figueiredo is in number 6 already.
Figgy's a bad boy. Well, I respect the way Figgy's handled his
Davidson Figueiredo.
I respect the way he's coming to bantamweight, bro. He's coming to bantamweight on smoke, bro.
Because he could have cried and said, you know what, I'm a former champion and you're giving me, like...
And he's doing his thing.
And he came out there and finished both guys.
Exactly,
and,
bro. Like, he's doing this. I respect Figgy.
Davidson Figueiredo, I think what I want to see next is him go up against Chito Vera.
Ooh, that's some good matchmaking.
Yeah, and I want to see...
Nah, Henry wants a fight, though, I feel bad. Henry's saying I don't want to retire.
I'm tired of Henry. Sir.
I'm very tired of Henry. That's one thing I can agree with on heavily.
He will ever win another title.
No, Wallahi he's not. Wallahi he's not.
And I genuinely believe Henry Cejudo was fighting purely for money. I think it's the UFC, bro.
It's a lag thing. Money, it's a lag thing.
I think it's the UFC were like, just give him a job, like...
No, nah, give him a job. Nah, give our boy a job.
Commentating or something. Nah,
give our boy a job.
Like some sort of presenting job. Put him in the waiting show, man. Just put him in there.
Just get him a job.
Get him a job, man. That's all he wants. He just wants a bit of love, bro.
Nah, I can't lie to you. Cejudo is someone that wants some love.
Yeah, bro. His insecurity showed. Important, bro. Just sit down here, talk on the waiting show. Get him on, like, UFC Atlantic City. Get him in the booth commentating.
He's
got a personality. He's got a bit about him.
He has got personality.
The only reason he's fighting now is for money. We know, and he, bro, Henry's still one of the greatest minds, bro, in MMA. He's very smart.
He knows
he's never winning.
I don't need to tell him that,
bro. So for him to be fighting now,
bro, he actually said, "I don't want to retire, bro."
Yeah, for money.
Why not then? Just let him fight then. It might as well. If it's for money, who's turning there?
Fight for money, then don't put him up against killers.
No, don't put him up against
killers. Do you know what I'm saying?
Let him be a placeholder. Let him gatekeep. No, you're right, still.
15, you know?
If that's the case, bro.
And that will hurt his pride, I'm telling you. You know,
Henry Song Yeodon. Huh? Henry Umar. This is some good matchmaking.
He walk away.
Exactly.
He will say, what? You want to put me up against Song Yeodon? I don't watch that.
See, well, he's like that. You think so?
If there's no, like, clear path, like, if he's not looking at it like, this guy's going to get you there. If he's looking, if he has to fight behind him, he won't fight.
You think so?
He's got too much pride about him. He's not going to do it.
I think you might be right. I'm never going to lie to you.
You'll jump in a commentary box or something funny. Do you like some whole weighing show or, you know what I'm saying? He's already got the podcast with news from going on.
That's a kind of interesting podcast. I've seen some interesting clips.
Yeah, it's great to watch those podcasts though, because, like, you know, they're friends of the fighters.
Yeah, they are still.
It's like, you know, have you seen that? I've seen that the Guru posted a video about Adesanya.
Yeah.
And I was laughing my ass off because, like, he exposed Adesanya, like, in a sense that he's, you know, clearly hating and water.
No, I remember I saw that. I know what you're talking about though.
Like, you can see Usman, like, is obviously in awe.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, and then Israel's just putting his hand down like this. Yeah, he's looking straight.
You can see Kamaru look at Usman, and he's like, "Oh no, I shouldn't laugh. I shouldn't acknowledge.
I need to acknowledge
the greatness that I've just seen. You know, boy, he's salty like that."
I can't lie to you. See, this is what I'm saying. This is why MMA journalism on YouTube, independent MMA journalism, needs to flourish, bro. Because I'll be real. Once you get inside MMA, the space of MMA gets too political, bro. Too political, bro.
How are you literally calling the whole country of Australia racist in front of Ariel Helwani, the guy that claims he's a journalist? Yeah. And you're not questioning him about it. You're not saying, what do you mean by that? But if Dana White said it...
You can't chat to Dana White.
Dana White turned around and said, Israel Adesanya got booed in Australia because he's... Like, because Australians are racist.
Yeah.
Bro, Ariel Helwani would do a 1-hour segment on that.
Nah, he'll do a 1-hour
segment. He'll do a 1-hour segment breaking down how this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. How can you say such a thing? But when a guy says it in front of you, because he's your friend, you don't put him up on it. That's
just too political. It gets too political.
That makes sense, man.
But yo, I think this is the... We talked about all the divisions so far. I got one last talking point in it. Boom. This one, I know you're going to have some feelings about as well. What do you think about the rumours? Izzy's coming back against DDP.
But I hope DDP wins.
What?
I hope DDP wins, bro. I'm tired of Israel Adesanya. And
you're tired of our boy Izzy. I like Izzy, man.
My boy, bro. The guy is weird.
He's a weirdo. No, but I'm saying is, yeah, he's a weirdo. Odd guy. He's an odd guy.
Very weird.
Sean Strickland's an odd guy.
Yeah.
Khalil Rountree's an odd guy.
Do you know one thing?
They're odd man in
Oz. Bro, Sean Strickland is like, he's not really like contradictory too much. He's like,
he's a hypocrite, bro. No, he's a wallah, he's a hypocrite.
No, I'm saying that he's I am who I am kind of guy.
Oh, no, he does wear his harness, like, isn't he?
I am who I am.
Yeah, no, he's a harness. But he is a hypocrite. You can agree with me.
Oh, yeah, but everyone's a hypocrite, I guess, in some ways. But he's not going to, like, be like, you have to, like, be, or, you know, he's not going to hate on. For example, Paul Tan put him to sleep.
Yeah.
He claps for him. He, you know what I mean? He.
No, you're spitting.
He trains with him.
Yeah.
He's, yeah.
Izzy's got some weird. What's going on to this day? I don't know. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
You see how the roles have reversed. Izzy was like, oh, he's going to be in the bar saying, I beat that guy one time. And now the roles have reversed, bro.
The tables have turned.
The tables have turned.
Now, is the opposite.
Like, the opposite.
But he's achieving greatness.
He is achieving greatness.
You know, and it's 3-1, man.
And it's 3-1.
It's 3-1. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, we always say it's 3-1. I seen a video of him saying, oh, I don't care if it's 3-1. When I fight him again, people will be like, oh, it's 3-2. You have to fight him again. That is true, bro. You know, because the scorecards, scorecards. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're swear still.
Like, then again, you could say it's 1-1 in MMA.
No, it is 1-1 in MMA still.
So the next one can decide it.
No, this one decide it. But, bro, I think I'm happy with that fight. And I want Izzy to win. I'm not going to lie to you, yeah?
Why do you want
Izzy? You hear why I want Izzy to win? Boom. One thing is this. DDP, he maxes his coach on the mouth, yeah? He kisses his coach on the mouth. That's another thing. It makes me slightly uncomfortable. I'm not gonna lie to you.
He kisses his dog.
Huh? He kisses his dog. Calm. I'm just trolling. I'm trolling it. But on a G thing, though, I'm talking about personality-wise. I don't care about DDP. Do you care about DDP?
I care about DDP.
Why do you care about DDP?
More interesting. I think DDP's fighting style.
No, see, this is where I was trolling with the personality stuff. This is where I'm going to heavily disagree with you right now. Izzy is way more of an entertainer fighter than DDP. Are you going to disagree with me on that?
I disagree.
How?
All right, in the last, look, for me, what makes entertaining fights?
Go on, let me learn.
I'm not a guy that says I prefer striking over wrestling.
Yeah. You're happy what you get is just high quality.
High quality MMA, obviously, I like. But in general, I want to see a fighter pushing for a finish. That's what I want to see. I want to see a fighter that fights with his heart on his sleeve, that goes in there with the intention of finishing his opponent.
He can wear his heart on his sleeve all at once. No, if he can't.
If you look at Adesanya, how many finishes does he have in his last 5?
Only against Poatan. That's it. I'm pretty sure.
Poatan, yeah?
Yeah.
And even against Poatan, like, before that, everybody was saying the only guy that can get a finish out of this guy is Paul Tan. And the only guy that's going to take the fight to him
is Paul Tan.
I don't want to see another. If Israel pick up the belt, we're just going to go for another rematch run.
I want another rematch, bro. That's going to sell on a lot.
Rematch run. What we're going to see is him going up against
Paul Tan.
Strickland again. Or he'll probably avoid Strickland.
I want him, Paul Tan.
He'll go up.
I'm not going to lie to
how
you.
How is he going to fight Paul Tan?
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. You know me. I like my personalities. I like my heels. I like my faces. Izzy makes me feel something, bro. I don't feel nothing out of DDP, bro. So I'm saying get DDP out there. I want Izzy to win. I'm going to say this to you now.
What do you take on next?
Who do you take on next? I don't care who he takes on next because I'm invested in Israel Adesanya. So I'm saying I'm fine with whoever he fights. And I know he's going to fight Poatan again. So I'm happy with that.
He won't fight.
He will fight Poatan.
He said I'm not going to fight Poatan. He doesn't want to go up to 205. Fair enough. If he wanted to go up against Poatan, he can go there right now, bro. I'm fine.
I can't lie to you. The light heavyweight division is that bad. He can go in right now.
He can go in right now.
Wallahi, he can go in right now.
He doesn't need to fight any contenders.
He doesn't.
It's really a big draw.
No,
why would he risk it? If he really wants to chase greatness, he'll go up to 205 and fine. But he knows he won't beat him at 205.
Either way, I don't mind a Shifter rematch. Whatever happens, Izzy versus Chimaev, I want Izzy back in there. I'm not the biggest fan of DDP. Not anything against him. I just don't think I'm very entertaining with his facts. But let's talk about the skill aspect of it. Let's wrap up with this, innit? Who do you think actually wins? Let's bring it. Let's take it there. Give you an analysis on this.
He's a tough fight, man, because Adesanya is a good striker, obviously.
Mm.
and he's good at setting things up. He's probably looked at DDP for a while now. You know, he's got a good camp. I'm sure they have a plan. Do you know what I mean? And DDP is a bit rash, man. If he could take him down, then he might be able to finish him. But
he's backtracking, isn't it? I swear he said man's down.
I just don't see how DDP really wins. Like, styles make fights, you know. He's gonna, if he's what he was doing against Strickland, when he was just throwing haymakers and walking up, like if he does that against Strickland, will move out of the way,
yeah,
and not throw back.
Izzy is
what
sniping him. He's not gonna
be hit. Yeah, I didn't see Izzy knocking him out.
Yeah. If I was to predict it, I would say Izzy KO.
Third round TKO. Izzy. What?
I'm not alright.
I did.
I want to see him go up against Hamza Chimaev.
DDP Hamza is the next fight. I'm real. Well, we have been. But
you know, I can't wait for Hamza. I would rather see Izzy versus Chuck than Reem.
Honestly, what I'm trying to say, I don't know how to explain that, yeah. Real. But whatever you feel about Izzy, I know you'd rather Izzy there.
I would rather see Izzy get choked
now,
out.
See, now, Brian, think about this logically now.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I would rather see Izzy get choked out by.
Exactly, bro.
Ryan Chimaev.
That
would be a massive fight as well.
No, man, bro, you know about heels and faces, bro. Whoever makes you feel something more, that's who you want there. Am I right or wrong, bro?
You're right. But again, to me, it all goes back to the matchmaking, bro. If Izzy wins and then you're putting him up against like someone like Paulo Costa or something, you know, I'm tired of those fights.
Yeah, no, I hate.
I want to see Izzy go up against.
And he's done. He's done laps in his division.
I want to see him go, but I don't even want to see him go as.
I don't want to see, but I don't want to see Izzy Bobidopoulos ever again.
Ever again. I don't want to see him go.
But I don't mind seeing Izzy Strickland again.
Strickland, I don't mind. The two fights I'm up for him is Izzy Chimaev, Izzy Strickland.
And he can get that once he beats DDP.
I think back-to-back-to-back
as well. If that's what
and then he can retire as well. Then he can leave, bro.
I'm happy.
See, now you're thinking about this logically, bro. Come on.
100%. That's what I'm saying.
DDP, he's on his way out of this tour.
They're safe.